Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, fresh from the farm, farm fresh, farm to table. Those are all expressions that we have become familiar with around the Palmetto State. And now there's a growing interest into learning about life on the farm. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, you're right. I tell you what, I don't know if anyone wants to know and learn life on the farm with 100-plus degrees these last couple of weeks. But nevertheless, that is one of the growing aspects of agriculture. People's curiosity, family-oriented events that they want to do has really paved the way for development of our agritourism industry.
Now, agritourism can take on a lot of different forms. It can be like a fun day, like a corn maze or a U-pick farm, or it could be like a CSA where you actually go out and work for the food that you're able to leave with.
Yeah, it just depends on what the customer wants, in this case, the consumer. That's one of the beauties of this promotion and these efforts in this industry we're trying to build. I don't think there's a blueprint. People have to follow. A lot of your more successful ones around the state have realized that the kid-oriented activities, if they're watching the goats climb the ladder or things like that, really brings in a family and they stay and enjoy other things. So I still think that somewhere in that sweet spot of a six-year-old up to about a nine-year-old is who is most attracted to agritourism, and they bring their family along with them.
Now, if someone is interested in getting involved in agritourism at the farm level, you there at the department are available to help that farmer do all the right things in the right order.
Well, you're right. About a year and a half or longer ago now, we started the agritourism division within the Department of Agriculture, headed up by Jackie Moore, who also works with the Specialty Foods Group. But they are working to provide all of the assistance that someone just like you just described is going to want, knowing what their insurance requirements are and public safety and things like that. We've been down the roads with so many folks now that we can advise people and help them make their decisions a little easier.
If a farmer is interested in something like this, possibly a good place to start is just offering school tours.
Yeah, we used to do that years ago at the dairy farm, and I got to where we contracted with a little tour company out of Charleston, and they handled all of the little particulars for the children, and we had a great time because we did it for the educational reasons. We were not in agritourism. We just wanted kids to know where their milk came from. So again, just starting with tours, you get to learn if it's your cup of tea on a farm. Do you want to have those extra challenges of working with the public a little bit more than, say, like my brother and nephew and I do? We work with corn and soybeans and cotton and combines and tractors. Working with the public has its own set of challenges, but rewards as well, and a great diversification, will, of a farming operation.
So how would someone go about contacting your agritourism division?
Well, they can always start with our website, agriculture.sc.gov, or just the old-fashioned way, call in and ask for Jackie Moore. The main number at the Department of Agriculture is 803-734-2210, and they'll get them started.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.